This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, with daylight savings time, you gained an extra hour over the weekend. Now, if you spent that hour on Facebook, you haven't really gained anything. Just saying.
Yeah.
They say about 40% of people say it takes them an entire week to adjust to the new time change.
I mean, how do we know whether they do or not? They think they do, but it could be anything.
It takes me a week to get over the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you might be having something called a cluster headache, and I'll tell you that in just a second.
Yeah.
63% of Americans say they are actually sleepier despite gaining an hour of sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And 25% of Americans admit to feeling lethargic despite an extra hour of shut-eye. Now, they also say you might be feeling something like jet lag. You know how that feeling you have when you have jet lag and you can't adjust to the time, or you're just feeling kind of sloppy Joe-ish?
If you're not familiar with that, it's when you fly somewhere that's far enough away you go through several time zones, or maybe even if you go to Europe where you shift by 8 hours, and it really throws your body off.
Well, and then 14% of men actually call their therapist to battle daylight savings time.
Oh, my
blues that they get.
That seems extreme.
Some people battle it with just eating a cake. You guys were mentioning you might have a headache today, but I didn't know if that was because we were trying to understand content here on the Hawk and Tom Show or if that was something else. But cluster headaches happen in the part of your brain that controls your body's rhythms, and even a small change like moving the clocks back or forwards can cause you to have these cluster headaches.
That's weird. It just seems like we're more adaptable than that. You know, okay. I mean, we pretty much ran around either adapting to or adapting the environment to us all these centuries, and then it's like all of a sudden they're like, oh, you move the time 1 hour, you're going to have a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're pampered now.
True.
Well, you know what? The doctors say that this could happen for up to 2 months if you have these cluster headaches. It's like going to Sam's or Costco. I need to get the whole cluster of those headaches.
Give me a pallet full.
What is a cluster headache?
Yeah, I guess a cluster of headaches, like a bunch of them together.
Okay, we need to look that
because I'm having one this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a cluster headache or just a hangover.
I will say this too, Tom. I need to take your advice. This is a little side note. I was at Costco over the weekend.
That's your own fault.
On a Saturday,
it
took me 30 minutes to get out of the parking lot, and I didn't go in there to shop. I was going to get out of the Magnolia Park development or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I'm going to sneak over here and go out the Costco
way. I tried that once.
That was a cluster headache session for me.
Yeah, okay. I won't go into that area unless it's during the week and early morning.
Well, Costco needs to do like a mega church. Mm-hmm. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, they need to hire cops to run the traffic out front.
Well,
because that stoplight doesn't do the job.
That's all of Magnolia Park, really.
Well,
when you said mega church, I'm like, what? Have satellite TVs in your home? You can watch it?
I'll be honest, I would have enjoyed watching something.
Yeah, they need traffic police out there because it's not working.
They need to move.
Well, cluster headaches, what are they, Tom?
Okay, cluster headaches, they occur in cyclical patterns.
Yeah.
Most painful type of headache. It commonly wakes you in the middle of the night with intense pain in or around one eye on one side of your head.
Oh, so like you're winking at somebody.
and they can happen for weeks or even months.
Well, and they say it's because it affects the brain, the part of the brain that controls your rhythms, your, you know, cyclical rhythms, like you said.
It sounds like it affects the part of your brain that hurts really bad, and that alone is enough for me. A bad headache that's excruciating pain around your eye, that would suck.
My eye hurts.
Well, you'll get adjusted to it and hear the next couple, you know, right before Christmas. But then Christmas come around, then you'll have to shop, do all that.
More headaches.
More headaches, yeah. They won't come in clusters, then it'll be like a bulk headaches. Or I don't know how, what's a bunch of headaches together?
A cluster.
Yeah, sorry. Never mind. And I hope you ladies took my advice and, you know, set your bathroom scales back 5 pounds over the weekend.
I told you I did 10 just for good measure.
I thought it was 10.
Yeah, get ready for the holiday eating coming up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Glad you brought that up, Hawk, because they say about 7 out of 10 of us are feeling that change today, that daylight saving time change.
I was telling you that cluster headaches does number on you.
Well, it's weird because you think when we fall back and get an extra hour, it should help us. But it doesn't. It still messes with your head.
Yeah.
And the older you are, the more it messes with you.
Mm-hmm.
83% of boomers are feeling it. Only 54, or about half of the Gen Z, are feeling the I think it's just because your body handles it better when you're young.
Yeah.
And they say that shifting the clocks has a significant impact on children's sleep patterns, too. So even though your kid got an extra hour of sleep, theoretically, on, you know, Saturday night, they actually still suffer from it come Monday, today.
Yeah, I was ready to go to bed, though, about 4:30 yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah, in the afternoon.
I will say I was in the kitchen, and I saw the clocks. They said it's 8:30, and I'm like, ah, it's getting late. And I realized those are clocks that didn't automatically change. It's still only 7:30. So it did throw you off there, because you were like, if you had gotten in bed early, you'd probably feel pretty rested today.
Yeah.
But instead, we just stayed up and felt tired.
Mm-hmm.
So now today I came in, I can barely get a word out of my mouth.
Did you find those clocks? Oh, my goodness. He's been talking all morning, y'all.
I took a caffeine pill the moment I woke up, and it has had me run in my mouth.
Did you find any clocks, though, that you didn't need to change because you forgot to change them, like, in March?
Well, that's a good question, because I don't know if it's that or if they just automatically change.
No. These are, like, wall clocks that have the little battery, the little AA battery inside, like, in your bathroom and stuff. It's like, oh, I forgot to change that one.
Well, I can tell you that I clearly don't check the time when I'm coming into work, because I didn't even think about my car.
Until
you mentioned it earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah, that probably is off.
My son's car has been wrong all summer, and I noticed it the other day, and I'm like, well, it's no sense in changing. It's about to fix itself here in a few days. So now his clock is right in his car.
Mine changes by itself now. But
in your car?
I think so.
Yeah. How's it connected to the internet?
I don't know.
Wow.
You're not worried about being late to work either.
My mileage might be wrong, too. I have no idea.
It sounds like a lot of things, but your mileage might vary.
I don't even know if mine has a clock.
They all have clocks.
Mm-hmm.
If they've been made since 1960-something, they got a clock in them.
Well,
I mean, even back then, they had the little dial clock on it, and it had a little knob you would turn.
Yeah, I need to investigate that on my way home.
Apparently you don't, because you ain't looking at it anyway.
That's true, yeah.
But I know from my car, I have to press a couple buttons. It's not too hard. Now, they say, like, if you're changing clocks, like you got, like in the car, they say it's best just to wait 6 months. It'll be right again. Sundials, if you have any of those, you're supposed to pass it to one neighbor's house to the left. And that's how you adjust it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's what I heard anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. My alarm on my clock on my car says B93.7. That's what time it is all the time.
Right. You ever notice that you always notice the clock when it's at 937?
Yes.
I do. Like, yeah. It's kind of funny.
I don't know if that's a curse or a blessing.
I always think of it as, you know, probably just a coincidence. But still, it's cool when you notice it.
Or you're checking out at, like, you know, somewhere, and it's like, it's $9.37. You're like, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Where are you at? A candy store? Because I never get out anywhere for $9.37.
Dollar General.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You bought nine things.
Yeah. But I will say that a lot of people have car accidents today, and it's not significantly better today than it is when we spring forward and lose an hour of sleep. It's still... It messes with your body clock. It's surprising how much our body clock is affected by even an hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
So
you think our government does that on purpose just to mess us up right before election?
Almost undoubtedly.
Yeah. It is.
It almost has to be.
Yeah, I think it is.
But of course, they only have election every 4 years. It seems stupid that they have this every year.
They have primaries and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can't make it too obvious. If they only did a time change every 4 years, we'd catch on a lot sooner.
I don't know. You know, they only add a quarter. They do leap year every 4 years.
Yeah.
So that could have been, they could have just tied it into, on leap year, we have to do this. But instead, they don't. Leap year is not election year always either.
No, it's not.
That's a shame. That'd be kind of a cool coincidence.
Leap year's every 4 years?
Yep.
Okay.
Because actually, we go around the sun in 365 and one quarter days.
Oh, here we go to science class, y'all.
Oh, God.
Take his caffeine pills from him.
I know.
My body's not ready for this.
That's about as easy as it gets, too. Y'all are just terrible students. Well, is anyone awake and listening?
We
need to borrow some of your caffeine pills.
I got some.
Yeah, I know.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, girls, I don't want to bring this up, but let's go!
Apparently you do.
Let's talk about your age. I know age is kind of a cringy word for you. Especially if you are a little bit older, but this is necessary, I think. Do people often guess incorrectly when trying to figure out how old you are? No, Tori, yes?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I don't care how old you think I look.
Okay.
Always guess down.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you, 18?
Same thing with...
Oh my gosh, stop.
Like your dress size, anything like that, always go low.
But why would you even guess those
things?
Why
would a man guess those things? And not only that, but women have carefully cultivated a sizing that we don't understand
exactly.
So that we don't have to do that.
We also don't understand it.
All I know is a size zero is not something you should talk about because you'll get in trouble for it. And you should always guess a woman is in a size that is a whole number that has less than 2 digits.
There you go. All right. Do you get carded a lot when you're out buying, let's say, wine or something?
There was a time John got carded and I did not.
That was a really not a good cashier.
I said, I don't even want the drink anymore.
All right. Do people think that you and your mom are sisters? You know, you see that sometimes. You're like, you can't tell. You see online, like, man.
That's an insult to the daughter.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, and I'm kind of weird on the moms that try to dress like their daughter.
Well, I want to get to that in just a second.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
52% of women believe they actually look younger than they are.
Oh, I thought you were going to say than their daughters. I'm like, yeah, let's put away the crack pipe.
Do you think you look younger than you are, Tori?
Probably not.
All right. Tom, do you think you look younger than you are?
I've forgotten how old I am, so I'm not sure. But I really don't think I look younger.
Yeah, Cato.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
I feel younger than I am.
Your hairstyle, too, is really good.
I pay a lot for this fake blonde.
I was about to say, Cato's hair hasn't gone like silver, but my family has silver hair at a very early age.
Prematurely, yes.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because I do have some gray.
Oh, I thought you were laughing at me because I said silver.
I just kind of keep it covered. I take care of myself.
I like to be known as a silver fox.
Well, if you look younger than you actually are, it's a good thing. The best way to predict how long you're going to live may simply be by comparing how old a person looks relative to their actual age. A new study found that people who look younger than they actually are live longer than those who just look their age.
Wow.
Yes, that's a study, too.
Did this take a surprise for anyone to guess that it's good to look younger than you are?
It is, but there's proof that you will actually... Like age, you will live longer. You're going to live 2 or 3.
You're not aging as fast. You don't look as old. You're not as old looking.
But how much longer, though? Because, gosh, I'm going to work my whole life, and I don't know how much I want to work anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to make it to my 60s.
Okay.
Wow, Cato, I think you should aim higher. I at least want to make it to 75.
Well, I don't know. Well, let me get to 60. I'll tell you if I want to keep going.
But sometimes, you know, you look younger. We knew, like, one of our radio mentors, he looked young, but he was just pickled from all the liquor that he drank.
That's true.
That's what
Cato, that explains a lot.
And he died earlier.
That's what I'm worried about, too.
Yeah.
That's because he pickled his liver.
Yes.
Oh.
But
I like pickles.
Also, there's trends out there, Cato, you mentioned it, of mature women wearing teenage clothing just to look younger. Now, I don't know if I'm in, you know, I just don't know if that's a good idea, not to be judgmental, especially if it's like, you know, you're in a store and you see like Hello Kitty upper lip hair removal kit. That's...
I don't know why you're judging. I feel like if a woman wants to dress young and she looks it, then that's fine. If she doesn't, people will make fun of her behind her back.
Aww.
Well, and you know you got the young hairdos. Like sometimes the women, they graduate with their hair as they go along and it becomes shorter and shorter to the mom hair. And then you see like an older woman like with the longer hair. But, you know, and then before you are, like, when you're in your 80s, you got the Q-tip hair. It keeps getting shorter the longer you live.
Yeah. It's to deal with the less and less patience you have for everything
in
the world.
It?
You ain't got time or patience to deal with hair or anything else.
Yeah.
Can we be honest?
Mm-hmm.
Your hair loses vitality as you get older. And so they cut it shorter so you don't see long, stringy hair.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have been honest.
Well, no. I mean, I think we should always be honest.
But, really?
Yeah.
That's not what I've found to be true.
Thank you, Paul Mitchell. My granny had long hair.
Did
she just rolled it all up into a bun on top.
Oh, it was like one of those Cinnabons that you see at the mall.
It was.
It looked delicious, Granny. Old
steel. Little frosted tip.
What kind of frosting?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
When's the last time you made a new friend?
I was going to ask you that.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I saw this article you're going to talk about. Yes.
Why would you ask him that, Hawk?
I'm just kind of curious because, you know.
You know, I try to make new friends.
Yeah.
I ask people like, hey, let's go to lunch sometime.
Right.
And they're just always really busy, I guess.
Aw.
I'm busy today. It's just that
I wasn't educated. We're already friends.
Tom does talk about his two good friends that he has.
I have two close friends. Sean Tucker, my lifelong best friend forever.
Yeah.
And then Steve Lupke, who I met later in life, but also a BFF.
Two very close friends. Now, where do they live?
Sean lives in Florida.
Yeah.
And to be fair, he grew up there. I didn't want to move away.
Okay.
He didn't move from me.
And where does Steve live?
Steve lived in Hawaii for a while.
Of course I could be your best friend if I lived across the country.
Yeah, it's easy.
Wow, I didn't know where you were going with that.
That's
really hurtful.
Aww.
Possibly true, but hurtful.
No.
But, you know, it's harder to make new friends the older you get, I think.
Yeah.
Because, and it also makes a big difference where you are in life. Like, before you have kids, you have these friends, and then you have kids, and you're like, those people are so out of touch with what's important in life. And you're like, okay, now you start hanging out with people who have kids your age.
And you lose your single friends.
And so then, like, after a while, those go to different schools and you hang out with different people. Your kids have a lot to do with who you're friends with for a while.
Sometimes,
And then eventually you're empty nester and you got to go out and start just like in high school again and find new friends.
That's at Hardee's for breakfast.
Yeah.
You find friends. Oh, not that old.
Old people.
I'm talking like when you decide I'm going to travel the world now because our teens are gone and we actually have money again. But
it's
interesting because they say 2 out of 5 Americans haven't made a new friend in over a year.
I can see that.
And about 2 out of 5 haven't been to a party in over 6 months. And a lot of them, 1 out of 4, say their social lives feel repetitive.
Well, they are. I mean, life is monotonous. You get in that routine. You do the same thing over and over. You're trying to get the kids, you know, dressed to school and cook dinner and all that stuff. It just hits hard.
Cato probably has the most... full social platter I've ever seen of anyone.
Me out.
But what's interesting is I start to notice a pattern, and I wonder one day if you're going to go, all of these exotic trips to these exotic places and with my friends is getting old.
Well, they're actually going for Thanksgiving this year, and I will not be going on this trip.
Is it a Friendsgiving?
Okay. And I went last year, so I got to spend time with my family.
Okay, so the family is pulling you away from
the
friends.
But I mean, traveling in itself is
tiring.
It's tiring, yeah, when you have to fly.
And, so are kids, trust me.
Yeah, I'd rather travel.
The thing is, though, once you hit a certain age, people have kind of already grouped off. So if you're new to an area, it is hard to make new friends.
Yeah. It is. I've been trying.
Yeah. For years here. It's a cliquish here.
So I don't know about that, but honestly, I will meet someone, maybe professionally. Mm-hmm. I'll just make up a dentist or something. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, hey, I really like this guy. And so you ask him to lunch, and they're like, they never, ever call you and ask you for lunch.
I told my dentist every time I leave there, I go to Zorba Lounge to have a fireball. To meet me there, he's yet to do it.
See,
and how many times they say, "Hey, we need to get together sometime." Okay, you know, just
never.
Yes,
not the dentist. I say it, but not them.
Yeah. Can you imagine you're sitting there like, "We should get together," and Dennis is like, starts digging in your mouth. They're like, "Well, what are you available?" And they're like, "No talking."
No, but he's like, "No, your next appointment though is in August."
No, I'm not talking about dentist. I'm talking about anybody. You're like, "Hey, we need to get together and let's do that."
But you know, when I do see someone I haven't seen in a while. I make sure not to say that because it never happens. Everybody's so busy in life.
So I don't feel as bad now, Cato.
Yeah.
If it ain't happening to you, it ain't just me.
Well, and usually you make friends at work, but nobody comes in, so you don't see anyone.
I don't even like
anybody
in this
now,
building.
Now, Tori and I hang out a lot digitally.
Yeah,
like
we do.
All weekend, I'll text her dog videos, and she'll text me back videos, and I feel like she's my digital friend.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah,
but you know, I mean, she still don't go to lunch with me.
I'm busy.
Thanks.
Yes.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.